Fox Sports 1480 AM, 102.5 FM, The Gambler. In Philly, there's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, special treat today on Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light and MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Call 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Or check them out on the web, www.mcsinc-pa.com. We are live from Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle City, everyone. And for those on the patio right now that are wondering what the heck is going on, Green Legion Radio just won the 64-team Eagles media bracket, being your preeminent source for Philadelphia Eagles news and rumors in the Philadelphia market. We're also live on Fox Sports, The Gambler in Philadelphia right now, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, 104.1 Trenton, 1480 WDAS throughout the rest of the Delaware Valley. The easiest thing to do, however, is go.
Download the iHeart app, iHeartRadio app, and then look for Green Legion Radio, or actually go to Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Search for Green Legion Radio, and then you can get Take Happy Hour, this show, obviously, Ice the Shorts, Winter Sports, but you have to search separately for Baseball Brunch, sponsored by Big Time here.
And those are the four four shows that are part of the Green Legion Radio family. Green Legion Radio, which is live on Fox Sports from 1 to 3 on Saturday, which is what you're listening to now. Baseball Brunch, Bud Light Baseball Brunch, is live from 11 to 12 on Fox Sports, The Gambler, every Sunday.
With Greg Murphy,
of course, Phillies broadcaster Greg Murphy. And, of course, Get Tagged Happy Hours every Monday, where Hollis and I get absolutely faced. And Ice to Shorts is taking a little bit of a break because it's winter sports time. But as soon as the Sixers and Flyers are back in action, you got Diaz and Sack going crazy. Let me introduce the panel here. I kind of jumped a little all over the place today. But in front of me right now, I am joined by number 78 in your program, everyone. Number one in your hearts, Eagles legend Hollis Tank Thomas here at Mike Seafood.
Big Tank!
Hey, what's up?
Next to him, of course, is Michael Shut Up Diaz.
Not a legend.
Or do we say Philly Mike? I don't know. You're trying to get rid of him.
No, I mean, you could say whatever you'd like. I'm just here to make sure that Hollis doesn't eat Mike's out of house and home.
I've been trying not to choke you, but
well, we're coming close. But we're sitting a little farther apart than normal.
But I think I could get to you. The kitchen is that way.
Next to him, Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie. Woo-ah! He is our baseball and hockey aficionado. He brings something to the table every other day, usually.
Sometimes. Every other year, month.
Tell you what, man, it smells good out here, though.
It does.
Dude, I can't wait to eat later on.
And next to him, our producer, Kyle / Nunnemaker, the Gobbler.
What's going on?
And, of course, our intern, Super Sam Ross. I gave you no Sam Brady today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you just did.
Sam's going to be running around the patio on the line for the patio today, giving away T-shirts. There's plenty of drink pouches for free in the bag. As soon as you come up or down the ramp, it's at the top. We're going to have some trivia questions. We've got 6 tickets to give away to next week's Thursday Philadelphia Eagles preseason game. First one, thank God.
Nice.
Thank God. And actually, we're taping Thursday night for the live show on Saturday. You will have seen the first game already Thursday night. Steelers and bum, bum, ba-dum, Cowboys in the Hall of Fame game,
God,
which is going to be taking place.
I hate both of them.
Yeah, we can't talk about it like we normally talk about on the show. What we really would like to see out of the outcome of that game.
Or the trip home.
Yeah, sinkhole would be nice.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler. Please rate, review, subscribe, download the show on iTunes, or Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. Again, Tank just said, simplest thing to do, download the iHeartRadio app. Look for Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia. Subscribe to Green Legion Radio and subscribe to Baseball Brunch. You get all four shows. Also, go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheGreenLegion. Subscribe there. You can watch us live. If you're on the patio right now and you want to watch us live, we are broadcasting on our YouTube channel. So you can see the idiots out in front of the refrigerators and freezers while you're inside enjoying no hum whatsoever.
You're damn right.
Really? Nice work.
That wasn't me. That was
bum, bum, ba-dum, bum. All right. So we are all Eagles today, with exception of a little bit of Phillies. But let's get everybody acclimated with a little bit that we do before we get into our real show. It's called Tank Time.
Today is August the 7th, 2021. This is the 219th day of the year. There's 146 of these puppies remaining. We're going to start right off this week with August the 5th, 1967, when the very first exhibition game was played after the AFL-NFL merger. And I'm gonna say this with a little comedy, because the Broncos apparently surprised the Lions. I'm going to say it again. The Broncos surprised the Lions. And I know you're saying, why would I say that? At that time, the Lions were in the NFL, the Broncos were the AFL, and the NFL was supposed to be superior. So they surprised the Lions.
It's a comedy of errors right there.
Yes, it is. It currently is. Actually, in 1963, on August the 6th, something happened with our 76ers. They used to be called the Nationals.
Syracuse Nationals,
yes,
that's right.
Yes, used to be called the Nationals, and they switched their name to the 76ers on this day. And I don't really have any stories today. Today is their first day. Actually, I thought of one particular one, my very first preseason game as a rookie, and Cordell Stewart was the man in Pittsburgh, and Damani Dawson was the center. And that was they didn't play the older people at that time. So they played me and another guy named Michael Sampson. We were playing starting defensive tackle. So they sent Cordell Stewart on a sweep, on a quarterback sweep. And when they sent him on a quarterback sweep, we start running. So as you guys know, this is illegal now. All these hits that I was seeing would be illegal now, because they was those peelback blocks. Right. So I saw the defensive end get peelback blocked. Then I saw them peel back and pretty much not de-cleat Mike Sampson. And as a man who was trying to preserve himself, I immediately stopped. You know why I immediately stopped? I didn't want to be the next victim of circumstance.
He made a business decision.
It wasn't really a business decision. I was like, let me gather myself and see what's going on.
You saw a 13-year career in front of your eyes, not a
it was a 14-year career.
14-year career.
Actually, 15, you know, but 15. But who's counting?
Hey, who's counting?
Apparently, I am. But now it's I think the one thing that I am waiting for is football season to start. Like, just
we're
like
already
everybody
here,
else.
Man. We're here.
Hey, look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament,
Captain Obvious. But that's all I got for you today.
All right, excellent, Tank. All right, everybody, well, let's get to a segment we call Elephant in the Room. These are the obvious topics that everybody wants to discuss. And, of course, we can't get rid of Carson Wentz as part of the topic. But I'm going to start off and give this to you guys real fast. I'm pretty much petrified and disgusted with myself, because I'm to tell you that I'd thought about what Diaz discussed regarding this topic.
That's why
a
you're
couple months
with
ago, and I actually agree with it.
Oh, look at that! No. A new member of Diaz Nation, Quimby,
and of course there goes his mic.
Good.
No. So, look, here's Carson Wentz. All right, we get to a Super Bowl as a result of Carson Wentz in 2017, 2018. We win a Super Bowl. 1 out of 5 years. We get rid of him, we get a second-round pick out of it. It's the only way to look at it at this point.
Well, a third and a second.
Yeah. Everybody's worried about the fact this didn't amount to a first-round pick. Guess what? We got a Super Bowl out of it. Let it go. Guess what we don't have to worry about? Guess what we have now? $30 million more next year, and we don't have to worry about him being part of the med staff as opposed to the football team. So let's just enjoy what we had from Carson, and let's not worry about the fact that, okay, we didn't get a first-round pick out of him. Don't worry about it. we have apparently enough draft capital to get Deshaun Watson, which we're going to talk about later. I know. Bum, bum, ba, dum, I got to pull
number
that
three.
Up.
Yeah.
Number three.
I'll keep count for
Thank
you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Point blank. Point blank.
Don't pass the buck.
All right. So hand it off. Tank.
What's up?
Give me your take on this, and then pass it to Diaz and pass it to Sack, please.
Hey, wait, I think you guys are giving him too much credit for the Super Bowl year because there's no telling what would happen in the playoffs. Yes, he did play the entire season, but he got hurt. He got hurt when the time we needed him. And then you have to look at every time after that, he was getting hurt. He was doing a mediocre job, and he kept wanting to be the man. But in order to be the man, you can't get rid of other people to help you win. And I just felt like he was a headache after the Super Bowl. I felt like he was a headache, and everybody was kissing his rump, and everybody's going to continue to kiss his rump because they think he's better than what he's actually portrayed. You are what your record says you are. You are what you put out on the field, and he's sticking up the joint. He's Mr. Glass.
Diaz.
After the initial shock of day two, and Carson Wentz is already hurt. Become resigned to that second round pick pretty quickly. But the one thing that stood out of all the stuff. Is that he's supposed to have this injury going back to high school?
Yeah.
Going back to high school?
Awkward, right?
This is what, like, no one's heard of this at all. Even the beat reporters that are there every day, they're entrenched inside training camp and the locker room. Everyone was like, wait. He's had this now for, what, 7 years, 8 years or whatever?
It's longer than that. He's 28.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's 10. It's at least 10.
Right. So, Quimby, I think you said it right. It's a second-round pick. We can work with that now. Hey, listen, if he comes back in week two and plays the rest of the season and they get that 70% threshold, they make the playoffs, we get a first. But, like, second round, it's fine. We're moving on. We're cleansed.
And to me, you're going to play? You're going to actually play this time?
Oh, all right. That's our 38-second delay.
The funny part about the situation is the fact that this time frame is the widest time frame I've ever seen for healing of an injury. 5 to 12 weeks. And then they're all pro guard. Yeah. Quentin Nelson, yeah. Like 2 days later, has the same exact injury, an injury that nobody even knew had existed. It's not like it's an ACL. It's not like a Liz Frank. This is an injury that nobody knew existed. And then he's out 5 to 12 weeks too. Listen, if he's out for the 5 to 6 weeks and we get him, and the Colts get him back in like week two or three, okay, they can live with that. But that first 5 weeks of their schedule is
tough.
Gauntlet.
It's real tough.
They got Seattle, the Rams, the Ravens, the Titans. Man, things can get ugly in Indianapolis real fast, and that's the reason why that rumor has popped up about Nick Foles pretty much begging. Who lets a third-string quarterback plead his way out of Chicago? I mean, that was funny that they had a press conference for Nick Foles. It was amusing as could be, for sure.
Now, the amusing part is that you found the person who won our Super Bowl. You found that press conference amusing. You just applauded somebody for going there who wanted to go there because Frank Reich was there. What do you think Nick wants to go there for? Didn't they just win a Super Bowl together?
Yeah, but
didn't they go through the hardest part of the season?
Can you imagine that soap opera? That soap opera out there in Indy?
I so want this to happen.
I know.
Like, seriously, I mean, it would be, like, to me, you guys know, I'm a Carson Wentz guy. I am. And I want him to succeed. I'm not going to buy a Colts jersey or anything, but I want him to succeed, just like I want Nick Foles to succeed, wherever he's at. You can do whatever you want.
And I have to cut you off because I told you from the get-go that he's stunk. Now, the injury in which they both have, it comes across the top of the foot. If you put too much weight on it, it shatters. Some people, you don't have enough blood supply to go there to fix it, so normally they put a screw in it. But they're going to remove the bone now, so he's probably going to not be balanced for the rest of his days. And then the other guy, they're probably doing Olympic lifts. When you do Olympic lifts like that, it's no good, especially when you play football.
Okay, Dr. Thomas in the house.
There you go.
And he's got his PhD in pain.
Yep.
Fact of the matter is, the fact that it's a 5 to 12 week healing period, just, I'm with you. Cracks me up.
They're more secure on Embiid returns. They're like, oh, it's gonna be 2 years, but we know what it's gonna be.
That's how many weeks it's gonna take Ben Simmons to figure out how to make a free throw.
That's indefinite.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I will tell you the five to twelve week thing. Five best case scenario, worst case scenario, 12 weeks. Everybody heals differently, and everybody has to go through what we call shock treatment. Shock treatment means going back out there.
Shocker treatment?
Shock treatment.
Oh,
whoa.
Easy
there.
Easy.
Nobody's going to know it if they're underage. Don't worry.
If that's the worst I do tonight, you guys should be happy on the pad.
Yeah, you've been trying to be good. I heard you say heck earlier. I didn't know where that came from.
That's it. Well, considering pushing the envelope. It was nice to see Philip Rivers get out of bed in the offseason to have an interview saying that he's not ruling out coming back if this right situation.
Well, if his wife's pregnant, what's the point? I mean, he's got nothing else to do, so he might as well get back on the football field.
I don't know why.
I'm glad everybody got that one. Appreciate that.
I don't know why.
As 20 people just left the building, go, really? Did he have to go there?
20 people is Philip Rivers' kids.
Oh, God. Wow.
Before we get into some more Eagles, I got to point out a related story. It is very related. It's also has an Eagle player involved. And this is
this is great.
Absolutely hysterical.
Gold.
All right. So coming out of New York Giants camp, I know. Hold on. I got it again. Yeah. All right. But it's always funny to make fun of the New York Giants football camp, the football team, the football fans, and the rest of that crap community that lives up there. All right. Former Eagle Corey Clement, now a New York Giant, was part of a play that induced a 90-man melee where reports say you can see quarterback Daniel Jones crawling out under the bottom of the scrum.
I imagine like Frodo and Sam crawling out underneath the orcs. They're all battling and everything. These little guys.
We need video.
With his little red fishnet jersey on.
Fishnet
shirt on.
Do not touch jersey. The guy's on the bottom of the pile.
Yep.
Right. I immediately think of the mayhem actor. Smart. Way to get on top. Way to get on top of your starting quarterback. So what happened? This is absolutely
fantastic. Friend of the program, Corey Clement, too.
Yeah, friend of the program. Xavier McKinney had a good bump on Corey Clement, who broke through the line and into open field on a running play. Evan Engram, presumably believing this was a late hit, shoved Jabril Peppers, who tumbled over onto the ground. That's when Logan Ryan, who was behind Engram, saw Peppers tumble and shoved Engram from behind. Thus, the melee ensued. What happens next? The festivities drew the ire of Judge, who stopped practice immediately and angrily sent the entire team to one goal line for a grueling on-field punishment in totality that would certainly qualify as one of the most glaring the Giants have had in quite some time. Think about in Norway or against Norway and the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team when Scotty Brooks took him to the line for suicides.
Oh, God.
And didn't stop.
Herb Brooks.
What did I say? Scott Brooks. Herb Brooks.
Yeah, Judge? Scott Brooks is basketball.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You done?
Yeah.
All right. Judge had the players run 2 minutes of sprints from goal line to goal line, then line up in the end zone for push-ups in unison on the whistle.
God awful.
Patrick, blow the whistle.
Blow the whistle.
More sprints followed, and then more push-ups. Literally right out. And then put them all to the sideline and gave them absolute heck.
It's like that scene from Remember the Titans.
Yep.
Well.
Yeah. Water is for weaklings.
I feel like Joe Judge is like the character study that Jason Sudeikis does for Ted Lasso. Like, he's football guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. He needs inspiration. He's like, I'll just listen to Joe Judge for a little bit.
Right. It was kind of funny because immediately when I was reading when Quimby wrote this up, and immediately when they said he had the whistle, I started getting chills because I hate when the head coach pulls out his whistle. You know that it's time to jump on a water wagon because you're about to run long and hard.
Tank, do you have any stories like that from camp?
Yeah, thank you. Perfect question.
Well, there was this one. There was this one quick one. So everybody was fighting in one particular camps when I was with Ray Rhodes. So he said the next two MFers fight. He's like, he was going to find them. He's like, but I got something for him. So unfortunately, an offensive lineman held me late after the play. So I hit him with a two-piece with no sides, and we ensued a little bit.
I forgot my board. I got to write that one down.
And we ensued a Godzilla versus
King Kong
battle. And so I was like, man, we need to stop. So we stopped, and the punishment was getting back in the huddle and trying with the unit we were in there with. Now, I don't know about you, but after two big 300-pounders throw punches at each other for a long time and getting back on the line of scrimmage, it was brutal. It was brutal, and it's probably the ugliest play that in my entire career. Because I didn't come off the ball. I stood straight up, and he stood straight up too.
But tired.
He made us go back into play.
Everybody, We are live from Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle. If you're on your way down to the shore right now, you're stuck in AC Expressway traffic or Garden State Parkway traffic, hey, you know what the easiest way to feel better about yourself is? Stop here at Mike's Seafood. Pick up a couple pounds of shrimp on your way to your house. Listen, everybody, we are sponsored by Bud Light, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon, MCS Residential, MCS Construction Services, the Next Sip, all those free drink pouches, the hands-free drink pouches that you're getting right now. And we're giving away out on the patio. You can check them out at thenextsip.com. Also, all the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Head House, and Cavanaugh's University City. You guys, Bud Light, Green Legion Radio, here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. We'll be back with more Eagles talk right after this. All right, everybody. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio, live from Mike's Seafood Restaurant here in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all of your residential contracting needs, especially down here at the shore. Make sure you reach out to them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Make sure you mention Green Legion Radio. You'll get 10% off any size order at all. Big, small, it doesn't matter. 10% off. I mentioned Green Legion Radio to them when you call. The line is starting to form here at Mike's, and I hope we keep you guys entertained, especially out on the patio. In a little bit, we're going to start giving away some T-shirts. We're going to give away 6 tickets to Thursday's Eagles preseason. Who do they play? I don't even know.
Steelers.
I don't look at preseason. I do not care. I really don't.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. And do not forget, remember to mark your calendar for Sunday, February 20th, for the 15th annual Mike's Seafood Polar Bear Run/Walk for Autism here on the boardwalk in Sea Isle City. Come join over 5,000 people for food, fun, and entertainment for the entire family. And remember, any day you can do something for children with disabilities, it is a good day. People, cast, characters, Tank, Zach, Diaz, Slash, Sam, let's get to it, man. Let's get to it. We have an interesting situation right now. And I want to bring this up first before we go into anything else. And it has to do with an injured Devontae Smith. All right.
Okay.
So far, I think the Eagles feel like they can be a little cautious bringing him back. He's a little bit more polished than a lot of these rookie receivers coming in. He's got a bit of a pedigree. So right now, we're still talking about a slot receiver position and another outside receiver position that is up for grabs. I don't know if you guys agree with me on this, but I think it's time that we can really see what Fulgham has. Hightower, Watkins, Jalen Reagor needs to come out and certify and establish himself as that other outside receiver, because if he doesn't, we're going to start smelling bust on a first-round pick again. Zach, go ahead.
They've already said Reagor's going to go inside and be the slot receiver this year.
Is he?
Yeah,
is
they've already made that announcement. It's a matter of who's going to be on the other side of Devontae Smith when he comes back after he misses 2 to 3 weeks with the MCL sprain. I saw a tweet from Spadaro, our good friend Dave Spadaro, the other day. He said that John Hightower is really impressing in camp, and I hear nothing but good things about Quez Watkins so far. The thing is, though, is these guys are in their second year. Now they have new coaches, so it's a new system. So we'll see how things go. A lot of people are trying to pine to get a veteran wide receiver in there. I don't think that's the case. Nor do I want that to be the case. I think this is a year where you want to see the kids grow. You want to see what Hightower has. You want to see what Quez Watkins has. Reagor inside, being the slot receiver. And he should see plenty of space, especially with Ertz still here, if Ertz is still going to be here in week one, and Dallas Goedert as the tight ends. But we'll see once we get to week one how they're lined up. But Travis Fulgham has a lot to do as well. But we'll see what happens with him.
Yeah, well, I don't know about Reagor going into the inside, because they got JJ in there right now, and he's beating him out.
That's hilarious.
That'll last about another 2 weeks. Yeah, we all know.
It's a whole new regime.
You should
regime.
Really see him jump, man.
I know. You should see him jump. But he's in the way.
Well, if he can make a free throw, we got a spot for him on the Sixers.
Well,
too soon.
It's never too soon for that. But when you look at it, whoever plays the best, these coaches don't have any alliance with any of the guys except for the draft picks. That's why they're doing what they're doing, and everybody's going up and down. I'm not going to go ahead because I'm going to stop right there because I would go too far.
What about Greg Ward? Most experienced receiver on the Seahawks.
Friend of the program, Greg Ward.
Yeah. I thought he was going to be the number one slot guy.
He's a good dresser, too.
Well, and here's a couple notes about DeVonta Smith. We're hearing about Jalen Hurts and him struggling a little bit so far in camp. And I think we all expected that to happen. Look, first game is not until September 12th. It is August 7th when you're listening to this live on Fox Sports, The Gambler in Philadelphia. We're recording here at Mike Sifu on Thursday night, the 5th. We've got a lot of time. He's got a lot of time. However, the one element from the receiver core that we had all hoped would flourish would be the fact that he already knew DeVonta, and there was at least a little bit of relationship there, understand a little bit of timing, and now you're going to lose 2 to 3 weeks of them establishing more of that timing at the NFL level, which could play into some issues here. But, Tank, you had your hand up. What do you got?
Basically, when you're an NFL quarterback, you start throwing the spots. They had some continuity in college. I watched some of the quarterbacks warm up when I used to play, and they would just pretty much throw the spots because that's where the receiver was supposed to be. So as long as DeVonta keeps up and does what he's supposed to do, I personally think that they're just trying to rest their horses because he may have something may be slightly hurting a little bit, but I think they're just trying to rest their horses because they don't want to overuse them. That's one of my things. Go ahead.
Yeah. Man, can we get a first-round pick that doesn't get hurt right away in any sport? It's so disappointing. We haven't had one of the – you know, we all play fantasy football. We draft these Stephon Diggs and DeAndre Hopkins and these guys that are like workhorses. They get 12 targets a game. I think we might have one of those guys. But we did want to see – we're just excited to see him. And we're not going to see any preseason. Not the preseason's a big deal.
No.
But it's like, what are we watching? Like you said – The continuity and working with Hurts. I mean, Hurts is kind of missing all his receivers. So let's hope that he's back there for week one and he gets like 12 targets a game, 13 targets a game. Just feed him.
Sec, did you have something?
No, I'm just – for me, I'm reading the comments here, and Diaz is getting torched left and right. I mean, Bryant Walden, yeah. David Harris, let's just cut Diaz now for Lito. Bryant, can we lose Diaz for 2 weeks or maybe all season? I've seen – hashtag mute Diaz. Like, this is phenomenal stuff, guys. Keep it coming because it's making me laugh.
Listen, I bring the fans to in person and online. What can you say?
Even if they don't like you.
Yeah, and they especially don't like you. Let's talk about that, which is obvious here, and give you guys a bit of statistics here. Travis Fulgham, 38 receptions in the NFL. This is... other than Greg Ward, who I do not think is going to be your answer on the outside, unless, of course, these guys just come up short, I kind of think this needs to be the guy. We know there's talent. What we also found out last year was between week 4 and week 8 when he seemed to possess he seemed to have a really piss-poor attitude. That was what was taking place. As he was having his successes. He was the best receiver in the league from week 4 to week 8 last year, and apparently he started coming to practice – with a little bit of an attitude, and we're hoping that he comes back with a better one. Real quick, Rager, 31 receptions. Ortega Whiteside, 14. Hightower, 10. Watkins, 7. You're barely looking at 100 receptions total in the NFL with these five younger/rookie receivers. I mean, I'm wondering if this becomes another season where – your tight ends are your main receivers, or they do trade for Deshaun Watson, which we're going to get shortly.
No, here
we go. Hold on a second now. You brought up Diaz, I believe, or Sack. One of you brought up that somebody was talking or somebody was pining for another veteran receiver in here. I believe that may be the case if, in fact, they signed Deshaun Watson, but Diaz, your take first.
Well, the first thing here, you didn't mention it, so I wanted to make sure we talked about it. Travis Fulgham talked to the press earlier in the week, and he said this interesting thing that was like kind of offhand, but they asked about this production he had for those 5 weeks or 4 weeks, and then he said, well, Alshon came back, and that was his spot, so, you know, I just was playing my role, which is like
Still seem deflated about it.
Well, but also, why? Why is Alshon even on? I mean,
money.
It's money.
I understand that, but why is he on the field? Why is he on the field over Fulgham? We've moved on from last year, but it's just interesting to hear him say that. Like, and he wasn't saying it with
everybody. Look over at Tank right now.
He wasn't saying it with a, with a smile on his face, or he was dejected. He was just saying it matter of factly. Like, oh yeah, that's what happened. It's like, well, can't have that. Can't have that, Tank.
Say it for me, Quimby. I was what?
Right.
Thank you, sir.
No, I
understand where you was coming from with the attitude thing, but I've been in the situation to where a guy is in front of me and he's making way more than me, but then I'm producing more than he is.
Who would that be?
I ended up starting my rookie year because I had more tackles than the two guys that was in front of me put together.
Who are they? So, I want to just fact check. I'll look up Pro Football Reference.
You go look it up. I landed D line every year in tackle. Go ahead, look it up. Fact checker. Okay. Go ahead, check it out. It's just like I said. Sometimes it's about the money, and it's not even the coach's decision. It's the people upstairs saying we want to see the guy who we're paying.
Of course.
And
they're expecting him to do something more than full. I understand that. They're expecting him to come. I know. I get it.
No.
But that's what they're looking for. And whether or not it's accurate or right, I do understand why they're doing it.
What do you think?
Well, hindsight's 20/20, bro. If Alshon came back and realized that he needed to make more money the next year, which he didn't, he looked like a kid in the tortoise at summer camp.
He looked quite pedestrian like.
Everybody, we are at Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle City right now. My name is Quimby. I am the host, along with four other excellent hosts and a producer. One is Sam Brady. She's going to be running around the patio a little bit. For anybody that has a question, regardless of sports-related Eagles, Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, you can ask her. She'll bring you on board. You can ask the question. If you got a specific question for Hollis Tank Thomas, trust me, he loves the attention.
Oh, wow.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Of course. And anybody that wants to come out here before you come on the patio and take a picture with Tank, he is 10-year Eagles veteran legend here and happy to do so with anybody that wants to come out. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the other – let's call it a lobster in the room instead of an elephant in the room because we are, Mike.
That lobsters, that mac and cheese stuff lobster, man. I'm taking that down later.
We are – obviously disappointed in the fact that rumors are still suggesting that the Eagles are going to make a play for Deshaun Watson. I know. I'm sorry. I didn't have it queued up, but
I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah, we're all tired of hearing about it. I around the horn here, if you don't mind. Zach, we've got 3 minutes before we go to break. Give us your take on what you think there. Please.
All I really want is for the Eagles to come out and say Jalen Hurts is going to be our guy. We're gonna go with him this year. I don't believe they're going to. I think Tank preaches competition all the time, and you want him to earn it in camp. But the fact that these rumors continue to come up from behind the scenes is not helping anything because it's really like the fan base doesn't want this. None of us want this. We don't even know what's going on with this guy. Is it true? Is it not true? To me, the hearsay is enough. 24 allegations is enough. You do not want this guy head in your franchise. I just don't even think that they want to take this PR hit. At least Mike Vick served his time when he came here. He did what he had to do before he came here. So that's what I'm looking at. Go with Jalen Hurts. There's nothing wrong with going with this kid and then figuring it out after the season.
You're not a Super Bowl team. You're not going to be a contender, whether or not Deshaun Watson comes here. Diaz.
It's a creepy feeling.
Don't
even want it. No one wants it here. What I'm worried about is that who knows where these rumors come. They pop up. They're here for 3 or 4 days. They die. And then someone else brings it up. Talking about trades, he is at an all-time low as far as value goes, and I'm worried that they're like, we could get him for that one second-round pick right now or something like that. Like, I'd rather them just publicly say, hey.
If we get him for a second-round pick, guess what?
Don't feel as creepy.
I don't want him.
I
don't want him.
I feel – okay, I got it, Tank. I got it. All right, got it. What do we have right now? What continuity do we have as far as the team goes?
You put him on there, you won't have any.
Well,
because you'll be counting on somebody who's not probably going to be there.
And Hurts has been working with the guys all offseason. He's been at the OTAs. He's been all the camps. and he's been here in training camp. You bring in Deshaun Watson right now, seriously, like he's going to have to try and create a rapport in a month before the season starts. Now, and you don't even know if he's going to be here the whole time.
Do you? If Hurts has been working that well or often with his teammates in the offseason, do we not think he would have come back showing just a little more promise than what we're hearing about so far?
He's just not accurate. He's a great runner. He's a great leader. And we're freaking out about his press conference interviews, the way he holds the locker room, and his, what is it, his squats? Or
I do not want another Donovan McNabb.
Well, basically, everybody's
number five will always love you.
Bitching and moaning about the first couple of weeks. About the first couple of weeks of training camp, nobody's going to be great that part. Go back and look at what he's been doing lately, and then come and holler at me. And then to wrap this all up, they just got into the pads. Let's see what happens while the pads are on.
And when we come back from break, we are going to talk about the individual who came on record first from Eagles training camp saying, "I cannot wait until we put the pads on." Yes, sir. That is Mr. Jordan Mailata, everybody.
Only 45 minutes in before the first Mailata talk.
Don't worry about it, baby. My man crush will be talked about for the next 10 minutes when we come back for break. Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Live from Mike Seafood in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. Everybody, we'll be back right after this. All right, everybody. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, broadcasting to you live from Mike's Seafood Restaurant, Sea Isle City, New Jersey. We appreciate you hanging out with us on a Saturday afternoon on your drive down to the shore. For those of you who don't understand that on the patio, this is Thursday. We are pre-recording this show for Thursday's live broadcast on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia. Everyone, we are, and of course, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out for all your residential contracting needs at 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656. Diaz, what?
I just got some disturbing news in the break for our Green Legion Radio family. So we've been heaping a lot of praise on Kyle / the Gobbler. On his upgrade or downgrade from full tube sock to ankle sock. But the sock with slides... We're not doing our best over here to help him out. We should be his friend and help him.
You can hate it. You can hate it. It's comfortable. That's all that matters.
And they're black socks as well. So
who am I impressing?
Apparently, no one.
judges. Ding 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 ding. All right, everyone. We've got a lot to talk about still before we get into the next hour. Top of the hour. We've got 10 minutes, and it's all about my man crush, Jordan Mailata, everybody. All right. According to every reporter at camp right now, Andre
Big Puddin'
Dillard is not even close to what Jordan's given right now. And if you see him now in his pads, in his training camp pads, and, you know, he's been kind of babied for the last couple of years. They've been saving him until he really understood the game. He was on IR last year when he was on IR two years ago.
Yeah.
When he came on to Green Legion Radio live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia for our show, we asked him after it was finished, "Hey, you know, how's your back doing?" He goes, "What back? How's your back injury doing? What back injury?" They were basically preserving him. They're putting him on ice until he learned the game better. Now he's in uniform. He's in training camp. He's busting it up, and he's looking like a football player. He's just beast. From top to bottom, absolute beast. Everyone's saying this race is over. The Eagles aren't going to name him the starting left, the starting blindside tackle.
Stop the count.
But the guy who he was supposed to be racing with has been kicked down to third team. Nate is in his spot now with the second unit.
Well, that's good news.
All right, I'm glad we're finding that out. Let me finish my soliloquy before you have to jump in. Mm-hmm. All right, yep, we're going to do it. Tank, what did you say about Jordan that impressed you the most this year?
The thing that impressed me the most this year was he said – it's all cool and stuff, and everybody's annoying me. It's like, but yeah, it's nothing until we get those pads on. I can't wait to get the pads on.
That's it.
And that's what I love to hear. But you'll hear most linemen say that because you get tired of just pushing each other around. And it's all fine and dandy until the pads come on and you see who's what. You see when they hear that thigh out, who's the real man.
I'm just happy that I don't have to hear Jason Peters' name.
Thank you.
Like at all. This whole
time. Jason Peters is playing right guard.
Haven't had to hear his name at all this whole camp.
You just brought it up.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's fantastic.
Well, now we have to hear it.
It's fantastic. It's great.
Oh, and by the way, don't worry, everybody. We're going to get to Chris Sack's post a couple days ago after he absolutely destroyed the Phillies and said 2.5 games back. I knew it.
He was back on reverse psychology.
You are such a ship jumper.
Reverse
it's not
psychology.
Funny.
Let me back on, guys. Let me back on.
I wanted to ask this question about Mulata because it's almost like the Eagles are even Steven. You know, they get this. They move up in the first round to take Andre Dillard, who was supposed to be this, you know, pass blocker.
So they got a starting left tackle right between the third and fourth rounds.
Yeah, I mean, Mailata was a seventh round pick. You know,
can you say Todd Harriman's?
I mean, it's funny. It's like, well, they ended up with their starting left tackle out of that draft. Well, is
Kelsey
it good or
was
bad?
A sixth round too, right?
Yeah,
it just seems like such a waste. And considering the litany of bad draft picks from the last 5 or 6 years, you wonder how good this team could be if these draft picks weren't screwed up.
Just get hit on 50% of them. Just hit on 50.
Well, the
Sixers did, and look at them. They still can't get out of the second round.
What round was Josh Sweat drafted in?
Undrafted.
Sweat was undrafted?
No, he was fourth round.
It was the fourth
round. Josh Sweat was the fourth round pick. Ah, yes.
Okay. Now, he's the one who sent Dillard to second team. And I was telling Quibi this on our way back.
He made him look like
no. Well, he ran him over and put him on his back and made him look like a cockroach that you flip over. And he was kicking. The second time
that's a tankism. Remember that one? Somebody said it to me.
So it's the second time he got driven straight back to the quarterback. The next series of offensive versus defensive plays, Nate Hibbert was in there.
Herbert.
Nate Herbert was in there because they had kicked him down to third team. And the thing that I was trying to get Quibi to understand is Josh Sweat is pissed because you got me going against this bum.
Right.
You drafted this bum in the first round.
Hey.
I want my cheese.
Oh, no. The point that Tank was making, Diaz, I'll get to you in just a second. This was great. Tank said that when you're on defense and you're playing against a subpar offensive player, you're a D lineman going up against a subpar offensive lineman, you obviously want to establish yourself as a credible player and somebody that's going to make the roster and somebody that deserves to be there and somebody that deserves to make money. But he also told me this on our ride back from Barcelo, just so you know, we played Dora in the beginning. That was a tribute to Tank and I getting back from the Dominican Republic at about 8 o'clock last night and still making it down here to Mike Seafood for this show. Mm-hmm. But I said, hey, are you guys ever in a position on your side of the ball where you want to make sure that somebody else on the other side of the ball doesn't even make the team? And you said,
we like to exact our dominance and weed out the weak. If the defensive line has this thing called preying on the weak. If we see a pigeon across that offensive line, we make sure that he gets his ass off of there. Sorry about the ass comment, though. But we want to weed him out because we don't want him to play.
And
don't want to be on the team. And it's like, and then you think about it. The other part is they paid him all this money. And you think about what they're paying you. It's like, I'm going to kick his teeth in. And I'm going to do it for every time that they put him in front of me. As one case in point, well, I was undrafted. They drafted Jermaine Mayberry and tried to kick him inside. And then I walked up on the coach saying that he should be kicking my ass because I'm an undrafted free agent. But I was kicking his rump during the entire camp. So it was go ahead.
Is it possible? So he moves down to third team. Can we just get like a seventh round pick for him and just move on? I'd rather give some other undrafted guy.
I'd rather get a ham sandwich and a bag of popcorn.
Ask Howie about how he's making out with trading Zach Ertz. He didn't really do well with that either. So.
We're having a hard time trading our guys out.
You think he's going to give? You think he's going to give up a first round?
The amount of overvaluation our general manager has on his players when he's trying to get rid of them is second to none. I've never seen it. He did the same thing with Ertz. It did the same thing with Dillard 2 years ago. It's
They just think they're going to have the Samantha Bradford thing happen for us again.
He's living on that.
And that was lightning in the bottle because somebody, a starting quarterback, got hurt, and we ended up getting the first round draft pick back.
Anyway, but, just so everyone knows, all right, Jordan Mailata is your starting left tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles this year, barring any injury. And I'm not going to say another word about it. Guy has played without pads for the first 20-some years of his life. And just having pads, hey, makes you feel even more confident.
And that dude is so cool. When we had him on the show, on the player show a couple years ago, he's not big enough for us anymore. I know he'll still come out to the player show this season for sure.
100%.
Spuds will get him out
there. He's also the only dude I've ever seen that makes Hollis look small.
Right?
Real.
I mean, Hollis is a big dude. I'm scared of him. He sits next to me.
Hold on. Did you see that? Hollis just went like this. Ready? Look at me. He just went like this.
Oh, yeah.
Am I going to get choked again?
You're not going to get choked, but he doesn't make you look small.
She saw the posture come up.
Yeah, and that's me exacting my dominance.
All right, everybody, we're going to take another break here, come back at the top of the hour. We also have our good friend Matt Kelly, founder of Tour to Shore. If you have ever been to Avalon for any length of time, we're going to get him on the cordless microphone for a little bit. Super Sam is going to run around and give away some T-shirts here on the patio during the break. And anybody that has a question for the panel, please feel free to stop her. You can't miss her. She's the only one on the Green Legion staff not wearing a Green Legion radio shirt. That's okay. There it is. Pulling it out of the bag. All right. Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We will be back right after this. All right, everybody. Bud Light Green Legion Radio live here at Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle City. We're on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Hope you're listening to us on the ride down the shore. Make sure you download the iHeartRadio app. The signal extends so much further, which means worldwide. You can listen to the show live on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you are, anytime, anywhere. You can also subscribe to Green Legion Radio there. And you can subscribe to Bud Light Baseball Brunch with Sack and Greg Murphy. Chris Sack sitting with us here right now. Hollis Tank Thomas sitting with us here right now. I'm liking the weather. Nobody's sweating. Hollis, you don't look like you're sweating anymore.
I got my fan.
My man.
Well, you brought it.
We're also here with Philly Mike. That's Michael Diaz, our producer slash. You crying, boy? Woo!
Diaz has his fan, too. Lonnie Zimmerman is in the chat room.
Secretary General. The only fan.
Secretary General of Diaz Nation. What's up, Lonnie?
All right. And we also have with us Matt Kelly, founder of Tour to Shore. Matt, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There he is. All right, we're going to bring you into conversation. We'll give you a bar stool as soon as Sam takes all that. I'm messing with you. Sam and Megan Kelly are also a lot of responsibilities right now. They're giving away a bunch of stuff. On the patio, we're going to be giving away free T-shirts right now. So Sam and Megan are going to come out and do that right now.
Yeah, those T-shirts are comfortable, man.
We've got 3XL for men, 2XL, extra large and large. We also have XL and large for ladies. So they're very small, large as ladies, so they'll fit. And they're the most comfortable shirts that you'll ever find.
Yes, it's true.
Everybody, we're at the top of the hour. I hope you're enjoying, again, listening to us on the way down to the shore or on the way back. A lot of Eagles conversation to get to still as well. Don't forget, all your residential contracting needs, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656. If you want to get a picture with Tank, just walk up. He's all right. Get some, ladies. Don't worry about it. That's it. See? I like it. Aggressive.
Winners never make excuses.
That's it. She's got sunburn, and she is hot, baby. All right. Let's talk about Jordan Mailata and close this book real fast. One thing that you have to respect about this guy, he waited 3 years. 3 years. And they could have just pushed him out, could have done nothing with him. And he is finally getting his time, and he is taking advantage of every second of it. And you have to think the ceiling on this guy, Tank, there's no limit right now.
I don't think it's a limit on what he could do. And it's kind of interesting. that you put that up because sometimes when you have a player and they're worth the trouble.
Hold on a second. What I meant to say was.
Why don't
Sack or Diaz take advantage of some talk time right now? Let's take a photo with the ladies.
Right? I think a big person in his corner has been Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach. I mean, like, if he didn't see the potential in this guy all along, I think the Eagles would have given up on him, you know, at the beginning. But really, he's worked hard. He's gained this respect. And like, I saw a clip earlier of him, like, it was like a press conference and they had Boston Scott up on the stage and he picked him up like he was nothing, just moved him completely. But a good dude like that, you have so much respect for the hard work that he's put in because, you know, he hasn't cut any corners.
I think one of the things that's probably beneficial for Mailata is the fact that he didn't grow up here in the States playing football and has all that, like, you know, the glory and all that. He's just like, he's a big dude. He wants to have fun. He wants to play.
Hold on.
He's turning into a real guy.
I didn't think you were going to make it back for a little while, bro.
One of them was a Steelers fan.
You know, we have a bucket of ice over here, Hollis, if you need it.
I was going to make her think she'd been a championship. There's some water over here.
Number seven.
Obviously, Tank does not appreciate Dallas Cowboys fans anywhere in the planet. Going down, is it like what's next on your list? Is it Pittsburgh, Denver? We know you have a soft spot for Denver.
Not really.
Who else?
I just say if I'm doing an appearance, don't come to me telling me what fan of a team you are if you're not a fan of the Birds. If I'm doing the Birds thing, that's where we're at. Don't come over talking about I know who you are, but I'm a Cowboys fan. So get the hell away from over here. Get somebody in line.
There's people get snapped in.
Who actually counts.
Hold on.
Hollis, I've never seen anyone with more hatred for an individual than a Cowboys fan. Especially a poor son of a bitch wearing a DeMarcus Ware jersey in Panama City at the Marriott. Coming around the corner. And Tank just, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. And berated this guy for 15 minutes straight. Until his girlfriend came up and said, could you stop, please? And Tank goes, go away. In the lowest Tank voice I've ever heard, go away.
She's an enabler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go away. All right. So, Jordan Mailata, on behalf of Green Legion Radio, man, we wish you the best. The one part about this, I don't want to end on a negative, but it's really starting to become frustrating when your scout team – There's a number of ways a player can fail in the NFL. Injury, lack of opportunity, fitness and conditioning, coaching. But it's the worst when your scouts just miss that the person isn't suited to play in the NFL. And this is what we have with Dillard right now. But it doesn't look like we're going to have to worry about that too much longer anyway, because I don't even think he's making the team.
Big pudding. You know what? I think they're gonna not want to be wrong in this situation. They're gonna let everybody beat the crap out of them, every guy on the roster, including the scout team, because everybody was talking about one of these starters beating him and beating him bad. It was actually undrafted free agent who we ended up cutting that was killing him. That he lost his fight. So
let's talk real fast. Not on the run sheet, guys, but I want to bring Matt Kelly in for just a second.
Okay.
Because Matt's been a huge Eagles fan as long as I can remember. He's been a client of ours, been a friend of mine for a very long time. I appreciate the friendship, sir.
No problem.
Yeah. Thanks. Look at that. Hey, Sam, listen to how that microphone sounds with him over there.
Does it sound pretty good?
Yeah.
Bromance brewing over here.
Right in there. This is
so much further than a bromance.
Now see, Matt.
We get out of the splash zone over here.
get the tarp out. Get the tarp out.
You guys, family establishment.
Hey, yes,
Should I move down the other end of the table here?
Matt, I was just going to say that this is not on the run sheet, so we kind of don't know what to do.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I want to talk real quick about Zach Ertz, who is apparently having a very good camp right now. And I'm wondering, I'm going to throw this question to you, Matt. Do you think both sides finally got together and somebody said, look, Zach, you got to play because it'll help out both sides? It'll help us trade you for what we want to get out of you, and it'll help you make more money in your future endeavors. What do you think?
I think it's just like all the other players they have. They fall in love with a player.
and they keep that player and they roll that player out as long as they can roll him out, and they sacrifice all the other players that could come up and be better than he is. And that's because you still have the same two people calling the shots on this team.
You mean you have the one player calling the, or the one person calling the shots,
exactly,
and the one person playing bobblehead.
100%, man. 100%. You know, it's kind of like vanilla or chocolate ice cream. You know,
they got one guy and a proxy for that one guy.
All right. Question for you again.
Yeah.
We have come to the conclusion. We feel as though we've come to the conclusion here on Green Legion Radio.
Don't we always?
That Howie Roseman is now just a puppet for the meddling owner that is Jeffrey Lurie.
It looks like one. I couldn't agree more.
Thank you.
And look, we're stuck with that in a lot of the teams that we have here. When you think about it, we had it with the Flyers for how many years?
Here we go. Watch out. You're going to make Sack throw down if you start talking about that Snyder over here.
So subject to the left of me.
Hold on. No, hold on a second. Sack, Matt Kelly is a huge Flyer.
No, it's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good.
Right.
No, he's right though. I mean, you fall down into the darkest depths sometimes with a franchise, and they can't find their way out because they get in their own way.
Yeah. Well, then you look at it now. Then even worse, you had the Sixers. It wasn't even the owner meddling; it was the NBA meddling with the team.
That's right.
And Diaz,
Adam Snake Silver, messing with the team.
What's going on in Oklahoma City right now?
What's going on with Oklahoma City? They need a Colangelo in Oklahoma City right now.
Oh God, you got to. Purposely losing.
All right, we're gonna have to bring it back. Just
bring it back down.
Just a notch. What do you think, Zach Ertz? Here, before, or for the first game of the season, or gone?
Oh, he's here.
Wow. All right. Anybody else disagree or agree with that?
Well, if he's gonna stay here, I want him to turn his shorts back inside out. Okay, because the fact that he's not done in the logo is a little bit disturbing, and he hasn't addressed the media yet. And my man's looking like Slim Shady right now.
Oh, has he been doing that?
Yes. Yeah, he's been practicing with his shorts inside out.
Wow.
So he hasn't been showing the logo. He's been purposely doing it.
How do you know?
I have so many clips I can't play right now.
How hard is it to put your pants on the right way?
I don't know. I just work here.
Hold on a second.
Day, maybe one day.
But we were in the Dominican for 5 days, and I can tell you at least 3 out of 5 of those, I had a difficult time figuring it out.
I'm not surprised by that in the least.
Sack, I'm sorry, Diaz?
Oh, no. I mean, I think what we have to just accept what happened here is that, like normally, they talk about hometown discounts. I think here we have like this hometown premium, at least from the general manager side. They overvalued. When you drafted Dallas Goedert in 2018, the writing was on the wall.
Right.
This is his fourth year. We're gonna be talking about Dallas Goedert extension, and Zach Ertz is still on the roster. Love Zach Ertz. He's an all time. He's gonna have his number, or he's gonna have some ceremony, be on the Hall of Fame.
No number retired,
but Hall of Fame. He's good. Eagles Hall of Fame. Going to be great. Like, we love you, but once you drafted Dallas Goedert, however you feel about it, the writing was on the wall, and now we're 4 years later, and he's still here. They could have traded him for a third-round pick or a fourth-round pick. That was too little. Now it's going to be like a sixth-round pick or a seventh-round pick. You know, just get something for him. Let the young guys come in. We're rebuilding the whole thing.
Matt, put a bow on top of this.
I think it's exactly the same as what they just did with Peters. They kept Peters here for how many extra years when they didn't need to?
Oh, God.
And they sacrificed the people that could have come up and played better.
I didn't
because they fell in love with the guy.
I'd like you to name one person that could have came up and played better, first of all. Second of all, they're overvaluing Zach Ertz, and he's just going to walk out the door.
That's right.
And you're going to have to debate with Tank right now. Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, just name
ready,
maybe,
break.
Yeah, name me one person that could have done better.
Well, look,
name me one person that could have done better.
Hold on, let him talk.
No, let him talk. Whoa.
I didn't
ask for a dissertation. I said, name me one person.
Oh, my God, every time we ask you a question, we get a dissertation.
Because you asked a question. You don't ask me to name somebody.
I think we're naming the player who could have been developing in that space. That's not a specific player.
No, you're not. You're not.
Not a specific player.
Yep, there he goes. All right, Tech, we'll let you know when you come back in.
Right. I won't be back.
The look on his face earlier when they were coming to get their picture with him? No, Tank will not be back.
Definitely.
Seafood and women? No, he's not coming back.
All right, let's move on to another topic because this one we've all heard about. It is great to hear. Zet McPherson has had himself a hell of a camp right now. at least four pass breakups the other day, which is huge for one day. One was a near pick on Nick Mullins, check down to the flat. Rookie corner realized the quarterback had nothing to work with elsewhere and broke quickly on the throw to knock it down. One came after a receiver, didn't see it, initially caught the ball, but McPherson instantly punched it out before possession was established. One came in the developmental period after the full team practiced. McPherson tipped the ball, thrown over the middle and into traffic up in the air to be picked off by Graylin Arnold, which Tank has a little bit, a couple good things to say about Graylin Arnold. He may make special teams. McPherson also stood out by laying the wood on Jason Huntley during a running play that drew that big hit drew praise from his fellow defensive backs. I see you, 2-7. I see you, 2-7. This wasn't just one good day for McPherson. He also intercepted Mullins on Monday. Didn't you don't see him unseating Darius Slay or Steve Nelson or Maddox yet, but might be a quality backup here and a future player. Zach.
To be fair, a few of the Eagles intercepted Nick Mullins last year when we played the 49ers, when he gave us one of our four wins. But nonetheless, I mean, like, listen, we would like to see this kid become something. The good thing is that they made that pick, or they brought in Steve Nelson to go the other side of Darius Slay. So you can let this kid sit behind these two cornerbacks. Darius Slay is one of the best in the game when he's going, and they're ball hawking, man. Like, this defense right now is swarming. They're trying to knock the ball out. They're trying to get interceptions, short fields. Like,
you wonder if Schwartz was not preaching this.
No, he was not. He was not. This is all John Gannon, and John Gannon eventually over the next year or two.
We're going John. We're going from Jonathan to John.
John Gannon. I'm sorry.
We're buddies.
We're on personal friendship.
We play rock, paper, scissors with John, my buddy John Gannon.
I would love to.
I'm sorry. I know, Chris, you have to leave early because you're having dinner with him later on.
Actually, we're meeting here.
At Mike's Seafood. At Mike's Seafood here in Seattle.
Jonathan Gannon is
going
to be down here.
John.
But yeah, he's going to be a popular commodity if this defense, he can turn this defense around and get pressure on the quarterback, but also get turnovers, man. Like, this defense is swarming in camp right now. It's unbelievable. We'll see how it translates on the field.
Well, the one thing that I did know about Gannon was he ran the pressure-style defense using more than just the front four to pass rush, which a lot of guys will be delighted for, especially the guys up front, because sometimes you need that extra added info, the offensive line to fear that you're going to bring somebody instead of always knowing we're going to send 4 against 5 and occasionally 4 against 6. So, and I like the pressure part, and the ball hawking part I think the guys are better suited for this style of defense, because he's actually telling you what to do and not just running a bunch of miscellaneous crap.
If Z McP, I'm calling him Z McP. Is that cool? Can we call him Z McP?
How about we make you?
I think that's Brandon Lee Gouton giving him that nickname. I'm fine with that. We love Brandon Lee Gouton.
You don't get a name until you make a play.
Okay, that's true. Well, that actually leads into my point here, mm-hmm. is we haven't had a homegrown corner in so long. Now, this is like the high point. It could be the high point of our fandom of this guy, but like every day he makes a play in camp. And it would be real nice in the fourth round if we finally connected on a young corner that we can keep cost controlled for a few years that can be a long-term piece of the defense. And it's been a while, and we keep looking for that, and we keep paying for that. And, man, just back in the day, they always had the corners locked down, and it'd be nice if this guy is the real deal and can play. Hey, man, Steve Nelson, that's great, but he's a replacement-level player. It's fine. It's good signing, fine. Yeah. And maybe by the end of the season, you know, this guy gets a chance, and he takes it and runs with it. It'd be great.
I agree, and I hope a lot of people here at Mike's Seafood take and run with our T-shirts that Sam's not giving out right now.
We got trivia questions. You're going to have to have the trivia.
I thought she was about to tell you were number one, Quimby.
I know.
This is a family establishment.
It's a very strange finger that's she's using to number signify one. Number one towards me.
What?
You've seen it before.
All right. Here's another one. Jason Huntley. Jason Huntley is having a camp. Now, this guy didn't get much of an opportunity last year. 5 carries for 19 yards, 1 10-yarder for a first down. He continues to break long runs when he sees daylight. He is gone. He is one of those new prototypical running back bodies, 195, 200-pound, fast, you know, not very big. We're not looking for him to get short yardage at the goal line, but he's making a hell of a bid for himself to make the squad right now. Also, he returns kickoffs, and we don't know whether or not
Gainwell?
Yeah, Gainwell was also supposed to return kicks. I think Huntley's kind of leading that battle right now, so there may be a spot on this kid for 5 or 6 plays a game. Interesting to see, because they had a lot of praise coming from him out of New Mexico State last year. Just, you know, not much going on offensively last year.
That's a crowded backfield with the Eagles, though. I mean, like, you know, Miles Sanders, Kerryon Johnson, Kenneth Gainwell. You know, this is why I said when they brought back Jordan Howard, I didn't see Jordan Howard making this team. It's a deep backfield, and he's got low tread on his tires. I don't see him making the team, especially if this kid Huntley continues doing what he's doing.
And he's a different type of running back. That's one. Huntley's a speedster, and he hasn't been battle tested. So when the dust does settle, you will see which one of these guys rises to the top. Because it's going to be interesting to see, because everybody looks great in his helmets and everybody's Superman in helmets and shorts and jerseys. But I don't know if the kid has been making these runs versus in pads, or if it's takedown, because you're supposed to let the running back run, supposed to tag him off. So he could be breaking out runs and just running out the plate.
This might be a record. 90 minutes before we start talking about running backs or linebackers. That's pretty good
for
us.
We're talking about people in camp, you jackass. Considering the fact that we're going to kick ass at Jackass.
All right.
Yes.
Woo.
All right.
It's good work by you.
Don't worry about it. We're getting there, everybody.
Great segue.
We do have a segment coming up on our next after our next break. It is called Kick Ass or Jackass. Sorry, we're allowed to say it on the radio, and we're going to say it here. You didn't hear that, young lady. Anyway, everybody seems to be fine with it. Yes, earmuffs. Now, we have a segment called Kick Ass or Jackass. It's all about the Jersey Shore. I have a few for Eagles training camp moments, if we want to get to it. But why don't we do this? Let's take our break now. Let's gather our thoughts. When we come back, we're going to talk about the right side, the strong side of the defensive line, actually the weak side, Barnett and Sweat's side, all right, and how those two are just shaping up to be quite a tag team combo right now. My lot has pancaked Barnett a couple times already. It seems like Sweat has had his way with Andre Dillard, but we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio, here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, broadcasting to you live from Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle City, and brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out at MCSinc-PA.com, MCSinc-PA.com. You can also call them at 484-202-3656. Everybody, be back right after this. Bud Light, Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, broadcasting to you live from Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle City, New Jersey. We hope you're enjoying your ride up or your ride down from the shore. Everybody, please remember to mark your calendar for Sunday, February 20th, for the 15th annual Mike's Seafood Polar Bear Run/Walk for Autism here on the boardwalk in Sea Isle City. Come join over 5,000 people for food, fun, and entertainment for the entire family. And remember, any day you can do something for a child with disabilities, it is a good day. Everybody, in case you don't know about Green Legion Radio, we are live on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia from 1 to 3 on Saturdays, from 11 to 12 for baseball brunch on Sundays. And come September 12th, we will be live at Xfinity Live for the Fox Sports pregame show, broadcasting on the patio of 1100 Social on the corner of 11th and Patterson. We are working on the postgame show, which should be done soon, hopefully after today. Hopefully after today. Cross your fingers. In addition to that, if you're in Philadelphia, Northern Liberties, The Fin, part of the Crab du Jour family, every Thursday we will be live from 6 to 8 with our good friend from the Philadelphia Eagles and host of the Philadelphia Eagles Insider Podcast, Dave Spadaro, along with a current different Eagle player every week. It is a hell of a show. Come out, autographs, photos, everything. Bring what you want signed. These guys will do it. Hollis Tank Thomas, who's with us here this evening, will sign or autograph anything and take photos anytime. The Green Legion specializes in Philadelphia Eagles road trips and home tailgates. You guys want to watch the Eagles play on the road? We handle everything from your flights, your hotel, your airport transfers, your game day transfers, your game ticket, your pregame tailgate, and at home at Xfinity Live on the corner of 11th and Patterson. We have the largest organized tailgate in the city, $60, all you can eat and drink for 4 hours. It is the best deal in the city. How'd I do?
Pretty
That's
good.
Pretty good. Good. Yeah, take a breath, man.
Actually, right. I think you forgot something.
Taking a breath. Yeah. Taking a breath. Again, we're live here on the patio and on the, I don't know what you call this, the entrance to Mike's Seafood. We're going back into Eagles talk. Sam and Megan are going to go out and give more T-shirts away here in a little bit. Yeah. Also, we're going to have some Eagles trivia. The first person that comes to the table will win a T-shirt, a Philly's Finest swimsuit calendar, and a drink pouch. Yeah, I have them inside. I didn't want to leave them out here for the kids to see. So kids, we're also giving away 6 tickets to next Thursday's preseason game down at the Link, first preseason game of the season. We'll be doing that in about 15 minutes, so be prepared. You guys, let's talk about big dogs for a second. Barnett and Sweat looking pretty good so far on that side of the defensive line. Tank.
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
As you already heard, I told you about Sweat destroying Big Puddin and making him go to making him go to the third team. And I think Sweat's coming out with a chip on his shoulder. They did Barnett's contract to free up some cap space, so that they're not pressing against it just in case we need somebody else. Excuse me. And they've really been showing out again. Now when Mulata's been in there, apparently he's been exacting some what we call street justice against BG. But I heard their battles have been epic. So the guys look like they're coming around, especially with this new style defense where you don't always know that they're the only four that's coming. And that's the one thing that I think that a lot of these guys are going to flourish from. And we should see more productivity from the guys up front.
Real quick, because I did forget how to follow us. Okay. Diaz is going to take care of that right now. Green Legion and Green Legion Radio. Go.
At Green Legion on Instagram. At Green Legion on Twitter. The Green Legion on Facebook. The Green Legion on YouTube. And I think
GreenLegionRadio.com, brand new website, just been
fixed up. That's just up.
And real quick, a quick prayer from the Green Legion Radio staff to our IT and marketing guy, Nate Robertson's son, who had emergency appendicitis and then a septic infection the other day. He is stable. He should be good to go. But our thoughts and prayers go to him right now and making sure a speedy recovery happens for his kid. Anybody else want to add anything about Barnett and Sweat?
No, I'm just waiting for Kick-Ass or Jackass. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
All right, well, on that note, one of the elements that we do have on this show every week is a segment called Kick-Ass or Jackass. This week, it has everything to do with the Jersey Shore. Should I hold off on training camp moments till next week? How many do you got, Diaz?
I got 18. I'm not going to use them all.
All right.
Then always prepared.
Training camp Kick-Ass or Jackass will take place next week. Yeah. Let's start with Jersey Shore Kick-Ass or Jackass. You speak. Go to Tank first, then Zach, then Slash, then Matt Kelly, and then me. And then back to you.
That sounds good. So, Hollis, we're going to be starting this off with you. I'm actually interested in some of Hollis's answers here. All right, Kick-Ass or Jackass, Hollis? The Jitney.
The Jitney.
He doesn't know.
What is that?
Yeah, please clarify.
The Jitney is a
shuttle.
It's a shuttle that runs the length of the island or islands.
Say Kick-Ass.
Yeah, I think it's Kick-Ass. Yeah.
I mean, can you get on it drunk? Kick-Ass.
That's the purpose.
There you go. All right, now I'm game.
I don't have to walk. Yeah, Kick-Ass.
Jitney, Kick-Ass.
Jitney, Kick-Ass.
The name Kick-Ass, and also how many times have you been rescued? It's your you're 25 blocks away from wherever you want to be, and you see the jitney. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are we going to get on the jitney? Are we going to get on the jitney?
Thank God.
It is awesome. It is the best. How about this one? Hollis, feeding the seagull.
Jackass.
Good God. Yes. Jackass, please.
Please don't do it. It should be illegal. Jackass.
It is illegal.
Jackass.
Parents, get your children under control. Do not feed the seagulls.
Who are these
do
monsters?
Not feed the seagulls.
These monsters of society feeding seagulls still. We're in the year 2021. It's terrible.
What
All
does
right.
the year have to do with it?
Because of technology with the seagulls.
Yeah.
Of course. They should have their own bird feeders or something. Hollis, how about this one? No shower happy hour. Kick-ass or jackass?
No shower. Yeah.
It might be a different story for you, but say kick-ass.
Yeah, I'm going to say jackass. You, I don't want you to don't come to my set stacking.
That's the whole point.
I mean, you said happy hour, so you got to be there. Kick-ass.
No. Happy hour always comes first. Kick-ass.
It's kick-ass.
It's evident that Tank is going to have to come spend a few more weekends down at Sam's place. There we go.
Sam's excited.
No shower happy hour? Kick-ass. Ass.
The best. It's obviously kick ass. The best is when you see you're talking to someone at 11 o'clock and they're still in their bathing suit
and they
you know
smell.
They've been there all day. That guy's the all star.
Is that even sanitary?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know what kind of fetishes you have, but that's just weird.
I don't. You're the one who don't want.
Now we know.
Shower.
Now we know who's been here a lot and who has not.
But you got. I see where the bacteria comes from. Continue though.
Okay, Hollis, kick ass or jackass? New York Mets fans.
Jackass.
The ultimate stink. Of the scum of the earth, jackass. Can't wait to destroy him this weekend.
I don't even know like why that's on the list. Jackass.
That's just on the list.
Is there
it
a
be
better jackass. Answer than jackass? Yes, yeah. It's jackass.
Yeah. Well, there's words that we can't say on air.
Yeah.
Or in family establishments. So.
Well, I said it's jackass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then me.
So far, Halloween's a bigger letdown than being a Mets fan.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch. And the season's over.
That's record timing by you, I gotta say.
I was on it.
Yeah.
Mets fans, jackass.
Hollis, kick-ass or jackass? Bicycle riders on the sidewalk.
Jackass.
Yeah, stay on the street and make sure you go with the flow of traffic. Jackass.
I'm going to say kick-ass. I'd rather them be on the sidewalk than on the street.
Kyle doesn't walk very often.
No,
we know this.
Well, not with his ankle socks and slides that he likes to wear around.
Yeah.
I'm going to say haven't had roughly 1,000 people riding bicycles through Avalon that I don't care where they ride, so it's kick ass.
This is the founder of Tour to Shore, which was everything about a bike bar crawl through Avalon and Stone Harbor for 30.
Remind me to show them the pictures of you riding your bike back then.
Oh God.
Did they have training wheels?
That happened.
It needed to have training wheels.
Was that pre or post?
The amount
War?
Of raspberries and strawberries I had on my legs after that is just insane. Northern Liberties, all bicyclers, jackass. Down here, who cares?
The Venn diagram of people that feed the seagulls and that ride their bikes on the sidewalk is a perfect circle. It's a perfect circle. All right, let's go. Hollis, help me out. Kick ass or jackass? Sunday fun day down the shore.
Kick ass.
I'd rather be at a sporting event if it's Sunday fun day. So I'll say jackass.
I'll go kick ass. Sunday fun day. Let's go. Every Sunday at 1100 Social, too.
Exactly. For
my man.
Baseball brunch.
Sunday fun day is kick ass.
Sunday fun day, wherever the hell you are. Kick ass.
It's actually a trick question. So if you're staying down and you're staying all day Monday, it's kick ass. But if you're trying to do that whole, I'm going to wake up at 5:30 and drive straight to work the next day, it never happens. It never works. It's a jackass.
Well, you're a moron if you're trying to do that.
I don't know. What the hell well, we are talking to Diaz.
Yes.
That is true.
Okay, here we go. Hollis.
Yes.
Kick ass or jackass? The fudgy wudgy man.
The fudgy wudgy man? What the hell is that?
It's like Mr. Softy, but on the beach.
Yeah, you got to remember. This guy might not go on the beach too often.
He's bringing you ice cream.
He's bringing me, kick ass.
Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Kick ass.
There's nothing about ice cream that is wrong. Kick ass.
Thank you.
Can we get the Fudgy Wudgy Man in Center City? Can we just get him running around?
Yeah. It goes.
Diaz was the Fudgy Wudgy Man at the Fiona Apple concert.
Call out from 2006. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Oh, it wouldn't be a Green Ninja video show unless we mentioned the
adventure from 2006.
All right, here's what
people are eating.
That is true. That is true.
Don't expand on it.
Hollis, Kick-Ass or Jackass? The tram car. Isn't that the same as the jitney? No, it's different.
Why is it different? You can't get on a drunk?
It's not on the street. Oh, you're talking about like in Vegas?
No, on the boardwalk.
On the boardwalk.
Watch the tram car.
There's no tram car on the Avalon boardwalk. I don't know.
I mean, there's other boardwalks.
There's more than one boardwalk.
There is?
Believe it or not.
I've heard.
See?
There
we are.
Kick ass.
Creature of habit right here.
I like it. I like kick ass just for the fact that it transports you, but it's jackass for the fact that watch the tram car, please. Mm-hmm. Like, can we change that?
I think I've cursed it out more than I actually wrote it, so I'm going to go jackass.
Well, it's kick-ass when it runs somebody over, but it's a jackass when I have to get out of the way.
Split answer. I like it. I like the split answer. Matt Kelly, kick-ass. Matt Kelly, kick-ass. Tramp car, I'm going to go jackass. All right, we've got a couple more. Hollis, sleeping on the beach, kick-ass or jackass?
Oh, I can show you a couple of people here that did that.
Jackass.
Yep,
I'm sorry. I don't understand people that can go to the beach and just sit there and not go into water at all the whole entire day. They just sit there and crisp. Like, I take pride in my pale complexion, damn it. So I'm going to say jackass.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. Go to the beach and have fun, jackass.
I'm going to have to go with kick ass.
I enjoy...
If it's sleep, I mean...
It reminds me of Police Academy when they... wrote dork on the guy's chest.
With a smiley face sunblock.
Kick ass. Do whatever you got to do. If that's where you got to pass out, baby, do it.
Kick ass is the correct answer. 1 hour on the beach is like 4 hours at home. It's the best.
Yep.
It's the best. Last one here. Real easy. Thursday night, seafood dinner at Mike's Seafood down in Seattle City. Kick ass or jackass, Hollis?
All together. Kick ass.
Yes.
Let's go.
God. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, we're not taking a break yet, but we are here live at Mike's Seafood Restaurant in Sea Isle City. We still have a lot of Eagles to talk about. We even may have a Philly sack attack in a little bit. However, you're going to be judged for your incessant roller coaster ride, supporting the team, lambasting the team. Our official Philly's apologist, we're getting to you soon enough.
Way to go, Sybil.
As a matter of fact, no. Let's do that now. You got 2 minutes. Go.
Oh, you might need more than that.
Oh, no. Listen, if you want to talk about the roller coaster, it's the roller coaster of emotions that this team takes you on. The fact that this team has been 523 different times a season is beyond comparison for anything. Because, listen, they're frustrating as all hell.
Just so you know, while we're recording Thursday,
yes,
it is the bottom of the ninth, and the Phillies are up 7-5.
Talk about a roller coaster.
7-6 now. We're watching it right here.
Oh,
right? They did storm back. JT Realmuto with the double, and then Rhys Hoskins with a double after they intentionally walked Bryce Harper.
Get through it,
but I will say this, though. Listen.
10 seconds.
I do like the fact that they had Kyle Gibson. They got him at the trade deadline. If Aaron Nola will just get himself situated, because every single time it's a big game and a must win, this guy folds like a cheap paper bag. I'm getting sick and tired of it. Today, against the Nationals, which is now a triple-A squad, he should have came out there and shut that team out. Instead, we had to come back in this game. So, listen, you want to get on me, Quimby, about my back and forth?
I want to get on you about everything
say. Whoa. This is a family show.
Wow.
It's a family show.
Yeah, there was an awkward pause show. There.
That's an awkward moment there.
Sack's five-head is screaming red right now.
Yeah, no, actually, no.
Veins popping.
But nonetheless, man, this team is going to make the playoffs. They're going to beat the Mets by 2 games to make the playoffs for the first time since 2011. Wait, are you saying this Phillies team this year is going to
make
the playoffs this year? Have you watched this Mets team? Have you watched this Braves team? There's nobody else. Somebody has to win this division. It's going to be the Phillies.
Mute them right now. There's no other way to get everybody shutting up. Everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, broadcasting to you live from Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle City. When we come back, trivia questions. We've got t-shirts to give away. We've got calendars to give away. Anybody who comes up and answers a question properly will get a t-shirt and a calendar and get your name in the hat for the drawing at the end of the show for the 6 tickets for the Eagles pregame show on Thursday. The first pregame preseason game, not show. Eagles' first preseason game on Thursday versus the Steelers. Don't worry about it. I'm still holding the fort. Everybody, we'll be back right after this.
Professionals.
Professionals. Professional pod right there.
Jesus.
Good job. Bud Light Green Legion Radio on the balcony and patio of Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle City. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We are on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia. Did I miss anything? I'm a little flustered right now. I had a little sound issue I had to deal with.
What it is? You know what Slash pointed out to us during break? We're pitching a perfect game right now.
Nobody slip up.
Yeah, they have.
Well, why'd you have to go there?
Cause, man, I'm just enlightening you right now. You got 10 minutes. Finish the job.
You are worse than an announcer. It's like he's never missed a kick in his entire career.
Yep.
And it's up. Shanked it.
Bring up the stats. Bring up the stats.
He's got a perfect game through 8 2/3.
No. Thank you, Chris Collinsworth.
And the season's over.
And that's everybody talking at the same time. That's Tom McCarthy talking about a no-hitter in the fourth inning. Yes. Nice job, Tom. All right. We got some trivia questions to get to, correct?
Yes.
Where's Sam? Where's Super Sam?
Nobody knows.
All right. Nobody knows. All right. So let's do this. Nobody knows. Now that everybody can hear us on the patio again, we have some trivia questions. You're going to get a free T-shirt and a free swimsuit calendar, Philly's finest. If you're the first one that comes out to the Green Legion tent, Green Legion radio tent, and answers it properly, who wants to be first?
You also get entered into a drawing
for a four-pack and a two-pack of tickets for Thursday's preseason game, Philadelphia Eagles, Pittsburgh Steelers. So a lot to give away here tonight, everybody. A lot to give away. Who wants to go with their first trivia question?
I'll run it.
Go.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it, baby.
Wait a minute. Were we all supposed to write?
Well, yeah, not you. You don't listen. You don't listen to the text chat.
Now he's Sinatra. He just shows up. We got to do.
Go ahead.
You guys start getting.
All right, here's one. It's the Birds. We love them. Nick Foles is in the news. Might go to Indianapolis. Obviously, the greatest play in Eagles history is the Philly Special. Here is the trivia question: what was the halftime score of Super Bowl 52? Halftime score.
Don't answer.
Sam, get out there.
Anybody, the halftime score of Super Bowl 52. If anybody knows the answer to that question, come up to the Green Legion radio tent right now. There
Bird
it is.
Scored.
What do we got? No.
That is the final. We all have that magnet on the back of our cars. Halftime score.
She said 41-33 for our radio listeners.
It's a good answer. It was just not the halftime score. It was the final score.
What was it?
My man in blue's got it.
Yes.
22-12.
22-12.
As he puts his phone away from Google.
No, it's okay. Hey, do what you got to do. We didn't. Sam, there were no requirements. Shocked. This is not Quizzo at Mike's Seafood. All right. All right. And a free T-shirt, Sam. There we go.
Get his info, Sam.
Do me a favor, Sam. Get his name for a drawing too, please.
Email, cell phone, all that good stuff.
Nah, just his name. We're not going to trouble everybody with
home address, social security number, tax filing,
credit score, please.
Yes.
How much equity do you have in your home right now? All right, next question.
Okay, I got one for the Phillies. The Phillies this season had two All-Star representatives for the first time since 2014.
Zach was depressed.
Who were the two Phillies that made the All-Star team this season in Colorado?
Oh, that's easy, man.
Come on, man. Do you want people to answer the question?
I get you.
It's not that easy. We're talking about the Phillies.
I got a difficult one.
You do?
Yeah.
Dude, you're a Sixers fan. Stop it. You guys have been irrelevant since 1985.
Who were the Phillies All-Stars in 2021?
The two
anybody.
Phillies All-Stars.
Anybody. All right, we'll go. You got it, sir? Come on up.
Who cares? And I don't.
Who cares? Let's move on.
All right, what do we got?
Not incorrect.
Ooh,
oh, so close.
One of the two.
Just a bit outside.
The answer was Real Muto and Nola.
Why?
And if we just said that he was wrong.
I know, but I just want to make sure everyone knows.
His answer. His
not
answer.
The answer.
His answer.
Said the
his
answer.
Answer. His answer.
Shut up. Thank you.
He had one of the positions correct.
All right. We'll wait for that one. The two Phillies that were in the All-Star game this year, come up to the Green Legion radio tent, and you'll get a free T-shirt and a Phillies finest swimsuit calendar.
You can use your phones.
Yes, you can use your phone.
Yeah, we're not
if
trying
you're
to
not
stump
sure,
you.
Sure, you can use your phones. Slash, what do you got? Next
All
question.
Right. Next one, I mean, the last one didn't get answered, so this is going to be a little bit difficult. In 2006, the Eagles traded wide receiver Billy McMullen to the Vikings in exchange for this rookie undrafted wide receiver? I'll give you a hint. Kendra Wilkinson.
What?
Oh, God.
We still don't know?
We apologize.
Well, I mean,
his ankle socks are too tight.
He did make one of the big doofus plays in the Super Bowl between the Colts.
He went to the Colts afterwards. Yes.
Halftime play. Yes. Okay.
Might I add a fun fact for you? I think he's the only wide receiver in NFL history to have a reception from Brett Favre and Peyton Manning.
Oh, yes. Yeah, go ahead.
She's
fun fact, you do care, and that is the correct answer.
She does care. Yeah. She's tried answering two questions right now. Awesome stuff.
Good work.
Why are you just looking at me?
I'm looking at everybody.
They're not looking at you.
Well, go then talk, hit them. She'll take your info. Yeah.
I'm about to slap the.
Not me, dude.
My next question: Who was married to Kendra Wilkinson?
did he cheat? And
you take it on a picnic with you. It's real simple, everybody. Take it on a picnic with you.
Oh, jeez.
Go ahead, Diaz. Your next one.
All right, I got a one. Sixers one. Our dear, sweet boy Ben Simmons is going out of town. He is going to be traded. Last time we traded an all-star was Charles Barkley way back in 1992. Who did the Sixers trade Charles Barkley for in 92? There was three players. What was that return that we got that led to the Sean Bradley draft?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you saying that the last time we traded an all-star player was Charles Barkley?
Like an MVP candidate like Ben Simmons?
They traded away Allen Iverson.
Drew Holiday.
They traded away Allen Iverson.
Because he actually
after. You know what I'm saying.
The context of the
question. They also traded Andre Miller, who was an all-star. They also traded Drew Holiday. My question is, Charles Barkley, who was the three guys? That is correct.
Bang!
Boom. Jeff Hornacek, Andrew Lang, and Tim Perry.
Go see one of the ladies over there, brother.
You know, I'm still waiting for someone to Google the two All-Stars for the 2020.
I don't think anyone don't really lose your line. Don't lose your place in line.
Everybody go to your search history and look up Kendra Wilkinson.
Did he just get Real Muto and Wheeler? Thank yes. you, sir. You get up there as well.
Tom Petty's awesome, by the way.
I've got one, if you don't mind, if I can go.
Go.
All right. So this one is, who set an Eagles single-game rushing record with 205 yards and also rented a house from my dad?
Who are three people that haven't been in my kitchen?
Uh-oh, there it is.
That was you.
We got a correct answer, by the way. Hank Baskett.
Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody got it.
All right.
Still tough grade.
205 yards. That was in the 2000. That was in year 2000. No?
Who? What?
No. Keep heading back.
Because
I thought that was the pickle juice game.
Yeah, I was about to say pickle juice game.
I didn't say it was the only time.
Yeah.
I said who set an Eagles single game rushing record with 205
yards? Didn't Deuce have
220
yards in that game? Nope. We had a bulk halter guess.
This is great. A few decades.
I'm sorry. I thought Deuce had 220 yards in the pickle juice game rushing. Mm-hmm. Right? So you're not even close. Hold on. Do you want me to play the Price is Right fail song
again?
I'm not
saying that it's the record now. I'm saying he set the record of 205 yards.
Yeah. And rented a house from Matt Kelly. Matt Kelly's dad.
My dad.
Excuse me.
And installed Eagle Green carpeting in the entire house he rented it.
There's only one easy answer to that. I won't say, but it's got to be. Yep. Nope. Anybody's? No? Nope. Not?
I'm going to guess. Is it Ricky Waters?
Nope. You guys need to go back farther.
Well,
way too far from
Quimby's old. I mean, I'm not that old.
Here we go.
This is one of the
and
best
I can mute your asses
players.
At any
Steve
point
Van
time.
Buren? I don't know.
It is Steve Van Buren.
Oh! slash the gobbler with
you
the correct
You gave it
answer.
Away with Quimby's time period. So
all right. So the Phillies are retiring.
And all of you are fired.
So the Phillies are retiring.
I don't work here.
Roy Halladay is number 34 this weekend, this Sunday at Citizens Bank Park. Okay. He threw the second no-hitter in the history of Major League Baseball postseason. Who was the one player on the Reds to reach base safely in that game with a walk? No.
Just
Novato. That's a good guess.
Ryan Friel.
Why are you guessing?
I'll give a hint.
I don't know. That was just a
he played for
guess.
The Phillies.
You're not going to get a T-shirt or a calendar.
Because we certainly... have 30 seconds. I don't know.
Is it Dobbs?
Not Dobbs. No.
Again, why are you guys answering? Yeah,
seriously, man.
We're trying to help out the crowd. They all have Google machines in their pockets.
They're all in.
You can just Google it. That works, too.
All right, dear good. God. All right, bad radio. Here we go.
Let's bring it home.
Yeah, let's do that. What? Wait, this isn't our last segment, is it?
Yeah, it is.
30 seconds.
Yeah, man.
It's all good. We can keep doing this off air.
All right. Time flies when you're having fun, bro.
All right, yeah, we can do this off air, right? Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get a few more questions and answers out here. Anybody have anything they want to get off their chest? Tay?
No, I'm good.
Diaz?
I hope that they trade for Dame Lillard. I don't know what they're doing. I am completely confused. And let's go, Daryl Morey. Stop playing tennis with Joel Embiid at Drexel's campus make a move.
No, I'd like to thank Mike for having us out here. This has been fantastic.
Thank you, Mike.
It's been an awesome remote. The crowd, the line has been awesome. Everybody chiming in this last segment with their trivia questions. And the food smells delicious. I can't wait to eat.
Melted butter.
Starving, baby.
I'm sorry, but you can't come.
Leave it there.
Matt Kelly, anything to get off your chest?
If you don't mind, I'd just like to say, you know, we've known each other a long time, and you have really come a far way.
Are you talking about my gut? I appreciate that.
Considering how much of a dope you were back then.
Whoa. You haven't seen him in a long time.
You made something of yourself these days.
You have known me for a long time. Slash, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
Everything Sack said. And Matt, actually.
So. I'm going with everything Hollis said, which is absolutely nothing. All right. You guys, everybody, we appreciate Mike for allowing us to do this remote. You're listening to us on Fox Sports The Gambler here at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We are pre-recording this on Thursday on behalf of everybody, myself, our producer Slash, our intern Sam, Sackmaster, Michael Diaz, and, of course, number 78 in your program, number one in your heart, Hollis Tank Thomas, who will be around for a little while, signing autographs, taking photos. Everybody, my name's Quimby. This is Fox Sports, The Gambler, and Green Legion Radio. We will see you next week.